Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，主给我们预备这么好的、这么美的一首诗歌。
We thank the Lord that He has prepared such a beautiful hymn for us.
愿将诗歌的歌词成为我们真心在主面前的祷告。
May these lyrics truly be a sincere prayer before the Lord.
让弟兄告诉我们，尊主为大，容不容易？
Our brother just asked, is it easy to have the Lord be supreme?
其实真的是很容易。
It indeed is easy.
因为我们主他本来就是大。
Because our Lord himself is supreme.
他是神的儿子。
He is the son of God.
他是万王之王。
He is king of kings.
他乃是万主之主。
And he is the Lord of lords.
他本来就应该得着他所当得的地位。
So he already ought to receive the position that he is worthy of.
对我们这些受造的人来说，
For all of us created ones,
对我们这些蒙他所救赎的人来说
For all of us who have been saved by grace,
尊他为大应该是一件很容易的事
To have him reign supreme, it ought to be an easy thing.
但我们发现在我们生活当中我们所经历的却似乎不是完全是这样
However, oftentimes we do find that in our daily lives, in our experience, it's not that way.
所以早晨愿意从主的话语我们一同来学习我们如何能够在我们生活当中尊主为大。
So through God's word this morning, we want to learn how we can allow the Lord to reign supreme in our lives.
在我们知道新年刚过。
Now we know that the new year just began.
在去年的时候呢，收到一些弟兄姐妹做父母亲的弟兄姐妹寄给我一些新年贺卡。
And so I just received at the new year, at the turn of the new year, some cards from new parents.
给你们看哈
I want to show it to you
所以我说啊弟兄说坐前面看得见后面看不见了
So brothers tell you to sit forward that way you can see
前面也可以看啊因为有他们家的
our own children are here
但我仔细看哈我反复看了以后我发现这四张从弟兄姐妹寄来的贺卡呢有个共同点
Among these four cards that I received there's a similarity
当然一个共同点就是它上面都有照片
And of course they all have pictures on them
都有很美丽的照片
All very beautiful pictures
但它还有一个共同点
Except there's a similarity
我考考我们姐妹还能不能看得出来
I want to ask my sister if she knows what the similarity is
所以每一张卡片上面都好几张照片哦
There are many pictures on each card Everybody's smiling
Yeah, 那个也是它有共同点是什么呢
What's the similarity?
无论每一张卡片上面有多少照片
I want to ask how many pictures are in each one of them It doesn't matter how many pictures are on each one of them
但是每一张照片里头啊都有 baby
But in each one of them there are babies
我让姐妹验证一下我讲的准不准确
Yes, there are babies on every single picture
为什么父母亲啊他们喜欢照好多照片然后呢把这卡照片做成卡片然后寄给弟兄姐妹寄给朋友
Why is it that parents like to take pictures of their children and mail it to brothers and sisters and their friends?
因为他希望啊，我们能够看见他们心里面的那个宝贝
Because they want others to see the treasure within their hearts.
我们的神也是这样
It is the same with our God.
加拉太书告诉我们，神乐意将他的儿子启示在我们心里
In the book of Galatians, it tells us that God is willing and pleased to reveal His Son in us.
好像我们也能够认识他所爱的
So that we may know Him.Who he loves.
所以早晨我们愿意从约翰福音来认识父神所爱的那一位他的儿子。
So this morning we want to look at the gospel according to John so that we could come to know the son whom he loves.
所以请我们来读几处的经文。
So shall we look at several passages of scripture?
请打开圣经到约翰福音。
Let's turn to the gospel according to John.
我们从后头往前头读。
We'll read from the end forward.
请先翻到约翰福音第二十章
So let's turn to John 20 first
约翰福音二十章我们读三十三十一两节
John 20 verses 30 and 31
耶稣在门徒面前另外行了许多神迹没有记在这书上但记这些事要叫你们信耶稣是基督是神的儿子并且叫你们信了他就可以因他的名得生命
Therefore many other signs Jesus also performed in the presence of the disciples which are not written in this book but these have been written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ the Son of God and that believing you may have life in his name
我们往前头请翻到约翰福音第十章
And let's turn forward to John 10
第十章我们读第十节 的后半节。
The last part of John 10:10.
这是主耶稣所说的话，我来了是要叫人得生命，并且得得更丰盛。
I came that they may have life and have it abundantly.
好，请再往前，我们就翻到约翰福音第二章。
Keep flipping forward, let's turn to John chapter 2.
约翰福音第二章，我们要从第一节读到第十一节。
John 2, we will read verses 1 through 11.
约翰福音第二章第一节，第三日在加利利的迦拿有娶亲的宴席，耶稣的母亲在那里。
On the third day there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee and the mother of Jesus was there.
耶稣和他的门徒也被请去赴席。
And both Jesus and his disciples were invited to the wedding.
酒用尽了，耶稣的母亲对他说，他们没有酒了。
When the wine ran out, the mother of Jesus said to him, they have no wine.
耶稣说，母亲，我与你有什么相干？我的时候还没有到。
And Jesus said to her, woman, what does that have to do with us? My hour has not yet come.
他母亲对佣人说，他告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。
His mother said to the servants, whatever he says to you, do it.
照犹太人洁净的规矩，有六口石缸摆在那里，每口可以盛两三桶水。
Now there were six stone water pots set there for the Jewish custom of purification, containing 20 or 30 gallons each.
耶稣对佣人说，把缸倒满了水，他们就倒满了，直到缸口。
Jesus said to them, fill the water pots with water, so they filled them up to the brim.
耶稣又说，现在可以舀出来，送给管宴席的，他们就送了去。
And he said to them, draw some out now and take it to the head waiter, so they took it to him.
管宴席的尝了那水变的酒，并不知道是哪里来的，只有舀水的佣人知道，管宴席的便叫新郎来。
When the head waiter tasted the water which had become wine and did not know it where it came from, but the servants who had drawn the water knew, the head waiter called the bridegroom.
对他说，人都是先摆上好酒，等客喝足了才摆上次的，你倒把好酒留到如今。
And said to him, every man serves the good wine first, and when the people have drunk freely, then he serves the poorer wine, but you have kept the good wine until now.
这是耶稣所行的头一件神迹，是在加利利的迦拿行的，显出他的荣耀来，他的门徒就信他了。
This beginning of his signs Jesus did in Cana of Galilee, and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him.
我们最后一处再读加拉太书第二章。
And lastly, let's turn to the book of Galatians chapter 2.
加拉太书二章。
Galatians 2,
我们读第二十节。
We'll read verse 20.
加拉太书二章二十节，我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me.
我们起再有点祷告。
Shall we pray?
主，我们感谢你，实在是因为你先爱了我们。
Lord, we thank you because you indeed have loved us first.
因你为我们钉了十字架。
And you were crucified upon the cross.
叫我们今天得与父神和好。
So that we may be reconciled to the Father.
主，我们从前是瞎眼的。
Previously we were blind.
如今我们能够看见。
But today we can see.
能够看见父神所要启示给我们。
And we are able to see that which the Father wants to reveal to us.
能够认识主耶稣是基督，是神的儿子。
And that we can come to know Jesus as the Christ, the Son of God.
感谢你把那信心赐给我们。
We thank you for providing the faith to us.
让我们能够因着信你，我们能够得着你的生命。
So that through believing in you, we may gain life.
并且得得更丰盛。
And gain it more abundantly.
主，早晨愿意你再借着你自己的话再来开启我们。
So Lord, we are willing this morning for you to again reveal yourself through your word to us.
让我们不仅能够更认识你。
So that not only may we come to know you more.
让我们也能够因着信你，我们能够得着丰盛的生命。
But through believing in you, we may gain life more abundantly.
愿你在我们生活当中， 我们能够尊你为大。
So that in our lives you may reign supreme.
主，好叫你能够成就你的旨意在我们身上。
So that you may accomplish your will upon us.
叫颂赞荣耀都归给你。
So that all praise and glory may be given to you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in your precious name.
Amen. Amen.所以我们知道神乐意将他儿子启示在我们心里。
Now we know that God is willing and pleased to reveal his son in our hearts.
神愿意我们认识耶稣是基督，是神的儿子。
God is willing for us to know that Jesus is the son of God, he is the Christ.
所以我们知道当使徒约翰圣灵感动他来把约翰福音写下来的时候。
And so when we know that when the Holy Spirit moved the Apostle John to write the Gospel according to John,
他最特别的一件事情就是要让我们能够认识耶稣是基督，他是神的儿子。
There is a very specific point or characteristic that is, he wants us to come to know Christ. He is the Son of God.
所以在约翰福音开始就告诉我们，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
So right at the beginning, he writes, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
所以这个道，神的话，就是指的主耶稣。
So this Word, God's Word, is our Lord Jesus.
他在太初以先就已经与父神同在。
In the beginning, he was already with the Father.
他不仅同在，他与父神是同尊同荣。
Not only with the Father, but he had the same glory, same position.
他就是神。
He is God.
但是我们看见他愿意成为一个肉身。
However, we see that he is willing to become flesh.
他来到地上，他要把这位人所看不见的神给表明出来。
He is willing to manifest God whom man cannot see.
所以约翰在这里告诉我们，道成的肉身住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。
And so here John tells us that he came as flesh and he dwells with us full of grace and truth.
他说我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
And we saw his glory, the glory of the only begotten from the Father.
所以我们看见神的儿子来到地上，把这位人所看不见的神完全的见证出来。
So here we see that the Son of God, he manifested and testified the God that we cannot see.
因为神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的住在他儿子里面。
Because all the fullness of the deity dwells bodily in him.
所以在当时候满足了，他的儿子来到地上，就把这位所看不见的神完全的见证出来。
So at the fullness of time, our Lord Jesus, he manifested this God that we cannot see.
不仅如此，约翰也告诉我们，从来没有人见过神。
And not only so, but John tells us not only that no one has seen him,
只有父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
But the only begotten in of the Father's bosom has manifested him.
所以到了约翰福音十四章的时候，约翰就记载了主耶稣所说的，主说人看见了我就看见了父。
And so John in John 14 he says that if man sees me he has seen the Father.
所以我们看见这是约翰福音最特别的一个地方，还是让我们认识耶稣是神的儿子。
And so this is a special characteristic of the Gospel of John that he wants us to come to know him.
但约翰福音里头还有一个最宝贵的地方。
There's another very precious point in John.
叫我们不仅能够认识耶稣是神的儿子。
So that not only can we come to know Jesus as the Son of God.
叫我们能够借着圣灵感动约翰所记下来主耶稣所行的事。
But through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, John recorded all the works of our Lord.
叫我们能够信他。
So that we may believe in him.
叫我们能够因着他的名能够得着他的生命。
So that through his name we may gain life.
而且得着一个丰盛的生命。
And gain a life more abundantly.
所以在约翰福音里头就记载了主耶稣所行的八个神迹。
And so in the book of John, there it is recorded eight different miracles.
那我们知道主耶稣在地上行了许多的神迹。
Now we know that Jesus performed many miracles while on earth.
我们也可以说是行了许多的神迹奇事。
And we can say that these are miracles or signs or wonders.
但在这里呢，圣灵却感动约翰用了一个特别的字。
However, the Holy Spirit, he inspired John to use a very special word.
用一个特别的字来记载主所行的这些神迹奇事。
This word describes and records all of Jesus' miracles and wonders.
看来是用了一个标记这个字来记载主所行的神迹奇事。
He used the word signs to represent the miracles and the wonders.
那为什么圣灵感动约翰用这个标记来记载主耶稣所行的呢？
So why did John use the word signs?
我记得在我们孩子还小的时候，
I remember when my children were still very young.
有一次我们全家开车去 San Antonio.
One time we drove all the way to San Antonio.
在回来的路上还没有离开 San Antonio 市区。
And while we were still on the road, we had not left the vicinity of San Antonio.
弟兄姐妹开过，你有经验，那个路是接来接去，是蛮复杂的。
And so, if you have been there, you do recall that the connections of all the roads are very complicated.
但还好，在高速上有很多的路标，很大的路标。
However, it's good that there are many large signs on the road.
所以突然间，我一个孩子看到那路标上面就写大大的字 ，Houston。
And all of a sudden, one of my children saw one of the signs with very large print that read Houston.
哎呀，这个小孩子又欢喜又惊奇。
And this child was so amazed and so happy.
为什么我们做父母就知道，小孩子每次坐车啊，他们常常问一句话，而且要问好几十次。
There is a question. The reason why we laughed is because there's a question that children will ask many times.
对，年轻人都笑了，他们以前都问过这个话。
The young people laugh because they already know what question they ask.
松了们问什么 ？Are we there yet?
Are we there
我们到了吗？
Yet?That's the question we ask.
所以当我们小孩看到这个上面这个字啊，这个 Houston 他认得。
And so as the child saw that word Houston, they recognized it.
他好兴奋说，这么快就到了。
And they were so excited, were there so fast.
我们知道啊，那个只是路标。
However, we knew that was only a road sign.
那路标呢，乃是要把我们引到那目的地去的。
That sign was only to direct us to our goal.
在这里我们看见圣灵启示感动约翰用这个路标这个字来记载主所行的神迹。
And so the Holy Spirit inspired John to use this word signs, to talk about God's miracles, Jesus' miracles.
他的目的乃是不要我们太过注意这个神迹的本身。
His purpose is not for us to overemphasize the miracles themselves.
他乃是要借着这个神迹，像是标记一样，把我们引到那个目的地。
But these wonders are only signs to direct us to our destination.
这真正的目的地就是主的自己。
The true destination is our Lord Jesus Himself.
我们不仅能够认识他
，not only for us to know Him，
并且能够因着信他，能够得着他的生命
，but through faith and believing in Him that we may gain life，
并且得了更丰盛
，and gain life abundantly。
所以在这里，约翰福音第二章就记载了主所行的第一件神迹。
So here in John 2, he records the very first miracle.
所以你们问你们一个问题。
So here I want to ask a question.
你们认为啊，如果你是主耶稣，你认为主耶稣呢要行第一个神迹，应该在什么样的场合里头行这个神迹
？Let's say if you were the Lord Jesus and you were going to perform the first miracle, in what location ought you perform the miracle?
我们知道，在美国今天这个文化，这个第一是非常非常重要的。
Now, we do know that here in the U.S., the location is most important.
不管是任何球类比赛。
No matter what sports event,
第一名的奖金啊，都特别特别高。
And so, if you are the champion, that is the highest position.
奖杯特别特别大。
And the trophy is very large.
第二名呢，就小小的。
And second place is a much smaller trophy.
所以我们看见人都很看重这个第一。
And so everybody looks at the first place.
所以我们想啊，主耶稣如果要行第一个神迹啊，应该是在什么样场合？
And so, what type of environment or location ought he to perform his first miracle?
那我们就想啊。那至少在一个有成千上万的人的场合呢，行这个第一个神迹。
It ought to be at least in a location where there are tens of thousands of people.
比方说啊，在那个过前不久那个美国总统就职典礼。
For example, at the presidential inauguration that just happened recently.
然后是在今天啊，那个超级杯足球赛。
Or let's say at the Super Bowl.
对不对？你行一个神迹啊，这个。成千上万的人都来信耶稣了。
You want to perform a miracle at a place where tens of thousands of people can come and believe.
但这里我们却看见主的心思跟我们天然的心思不一样。
However, here we see that our Lord's thoughts are not like our thoughts.
主却选择在一个小地方，迦拿这个地方的一个娶亲宴席，行了他头一个神迹。
Our Lord chose a very small place in Cana of Galilee at a wedding reception.
而且他是暗暗的行。
And he performed this hidden in the background.
那为什么主会这样子选择一个在一个小地方，在一个这样的婚宴里头来行他头一个神迹呢？
Now, why did the Lord choose such a small place, such a small wedding banquet to perform this first miracle?
这是因为在父神的心里头有一个荣耀的婚宴。
That is because in the heart of the Father there is a glorious wedding banquet.
在父神心里头，这荣耀的婚宴。乃是为着他独生的爱子所预备的。
And the glorious wedding banquet that is in the heart of the Father is prepared for His only Son.
有弟兄告诉我们，如果今天父神把他的心打开，让我们来看。
And so brothers tell us, if the Father is to open up His heart to us, allow us to look inside.
我们只会看到一样东西。
You will only see one thing.
就是他的爱子，耶稣基督。
That is His beloved Son, the Lord Jesus.
同时今天，如果主把他的心打开，让我们来看。
That is this, to say also, if our Lord Jesus were to open up His heart for us to look inside.
我们也同样的只会看到一样东西。
You will also see one thing.
就是他所爱的教会。
And that is His beloved church.
而你我就是在其中。
And you and I are included.
所以看见父爱子到一个地步，他要为他预备一位配偶。
And so the Father loves His Son to such a point that He is willing to prepare that bride, that spouse.
他爱他儿子所爱的教会。
And He loves the church whom His Son loves.
所以当在创世纪我们看见神起头按着他的形象造了人。
And so in Genesis, we see that God created man according to His own image.
神就把他的形象给了人。
God gave His image to man.
我们看见神总是把最好的要赐给人。
We always see that God desires to give His very best to man.
因为他的爱，他儿子所爱的。
Because He loves that which His Son loves.
到创世纪第二章，我们看见神的心意就透露出来。
And so in Genesis 2, God reveals His heart to us.
神说那人独居不好。
He says, it is not good for man to be alone.
神就要为亚当预备一位配偶。
And so He prepares a mate for Adam.
所以我们看见神就使亚当沉睡。
And so He allowed Adam to fall into a deep sleep.
从亚当的肋旁就取出一样东西。就造了夏娃。
And from the side of Adam took out something and created Eve.
亚当就说，这是我的骨中骨，我的肉中肉。
And so Adam said, this is bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh.
这里我们看见神心意里头的那个婚姻，那个婚姻。
And so here we see the marriage that pleases God.
所以我们看见当主第一次来到地上的时候。
And so we see as our Lord, as He came to the earth the first time.
我们看见主，我们的神也使他的爱子沉睡在十字架上。
We see that God also allowed His beloved to also fall into a deep sleep upon the cross.
从主耶稣的肋旁流出了水和血。
And from His side came out blood and water.
我们知道那就是神制造教会的那个材料。
And we know that that is the material that God used to create His church.
所以我们看见教会乃是主耶稣的骨中骨，是他的肉中肉。
And so we know that the church is also bone of His bone, flesh of His flesh.
是他心里头所最爱的。
It is what He loves the most within His heart.
但是我们知道，当夏娃受造之后。
However, we do know that after Eve was created,
夏娃一受造，她就是一个成人，她能够与亚当相配。
As soon as Eve was created, she was already mature, so she could be married to Adam.
所以她不仅是亚当的配偶，她也成为亚当的帮手。
So not only was she Adam's spouse or mate, she was also the helper.
但是我们知道，当主耶稣在十字架上死了。
Now we do know that after Jesus died on the cross,
他第三天从坟墓里复活。
And after He rose from the third day from
the tomb, 他升天得荣耀。
And He ascended into glory.
在五旬节所应许的圣灵就浇灌下来。
And the Holy Spirit came as promised at Pentecost.
我们看见圣灵就借着主耶稣肋旁所流出来的水和血，就诞生了教会。
And the Holy Spirit allowed the church to be born of His blood and water.
所以我们看见教会实在是主耶稣的骨中骨，是他的肉中肉。
So indeed, we see that the church is flesh of His flesh and bone of His bone.
他与主有一样的生命。
We have the church has the same life as the Lord Jesus.
但是在五旬节降生的时候，教会出生的时候，不过是一个婴孩。
However, the church at its birth at Pentecost was only at its infancy.
他还需要长大。
She still needs to grow.
教会需要成熟。
The church needs to mature.
直到长成满有基督长成的身量。
Until it is fully matured to the fullness of Christ.
到那个日子，教会能够与基督相配。
Then at that day, she can be matched to Jesus.
我们看见父神为了这样一个荣耀的婚宴，他在那里工作，在那里等候。
So we know that God is constantly working and waiting for this glorious match.
直到我们都能够长大成人。
Until we are all mature.
让我们都能够长成满有基督长成的身量。
So that we have the fullness of Jesus' stature within us.
就看见在父神心里头有那样一个荣耀的婚宴。
So we see that in the heart of the Father there is such a glorious wedding.
就他的爱子能够与他所爱的心腹能够联合。
That is the union of his son and the church.
同学们，那就是那荣耀的婚宴，也就是羔羊的婚宴。
We do know that that is a glorious wedding. That is the marriage feast of the Lamb.
所以我相信，这是为什么主耶稣来到地上，行了他第一个神迹，是在婚宴的里头。
So I do believe that is the reason why the Lord Jesus performed his first miracle at a wedding banquet.
在以弗所书第五章那边，我们都很熟悉的经文，讲到夫妻的关系。
Now, in Ephesians 5, we are all very familiar with that passage that talks about the relationship between husband and wife.
但在那里保罗告诉我们，这是极大的奥秘，乃是指着基督与教会说的。
And there Paul tells us that this is a great mystery, speaking of Jesus and the church.
弟兄姐妹，叫我们看见我们基督徒的婚姻，我们在地上的婚姻，乃是预表，乃是见证这个奥秘。
It shows us that our marriages, it represents and it testifies of this marriage.
弟兄姐妹，让我们看见我们基督徒的在地上的婚姻，乃是为着基督与教会做见证。
And so we know that our marriages on earth today is to testify of Christ and His church.
我们不仅像在彼得前书他所讲的，夫妻二人在地上的婚姻能够一同承受生命之恩。
And now we also know in 1 Peter chapter 3 that we are to be co-heirs of life together.
我们能够在地上来享得着并且享受神所要赐给我们那生命的恩典。
So that we can together enjoy the grace of life.
另一方面，我们的婚姻在地上也是一个标记，是主所要行的一个神迹。
On the other hand, our marriages on earth are also a sign or a miracle.
这个标记乃是神要借着我们的婚姻把我们都带到主的面前来。
Marriage is to bring all of us before God.
不仅把我们带到主的面前，
Not only bring us before the Lord,
也借着我们的婚姻的见证，
but through the testimony of our marriages.
神要把我们周围的人都带到主的面前来。
God wants to bring the people around us all before God.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们在地上的婚姻，在世人的面前，实在是为着基督与教会做见证。
So our marriages is a testimony for Christ and the church.
也盼望我们都能够记得这件事，我们的婚姻不单是我们自己的。
So may we all remember that our marriages are not for ourselves, not our own.
也不单是只是为着我们在地上的享受。
And not only for our enjoyment here on earth.
我们的婚姻乃是为着主的。
Our marriages are for the Lord.
我们的婚姻乃是属于主的。
Our marriages are for and they belong to God.
因为主要使用，要借着我们的婚姻在地上来见证那荣耀的基督与他的教会。
Because God wants to use our marriages to testify of Christ and the church.
在这里我们来看一下主所行的头一个神迹，就是他把水变成了酒。
So here let's take a closer look at the miracle of Jesus turning the water into wine.
我们知道这里让我们看见水和酒原本是完全不一样的东西。
Now we see that water and wine are inherently very different things.
我们知道在水里头基本上什么都没有。
We know that basically in water there's not much.
但是在酒的里面却是有生命。
However, in wine there is life.
所以呢，水无论如何也不能变成酒。
So no matter what, water cannot turn into wine.
我记得我小时候看母亲在用葡萄做酒的时候，
I remember when I was young and I watched my mother make wine from grapes.
当然有很多很多的那个步骤。
And of course there are many, many steps.
但是不可缺少的只有一样。
But there's one thing that it cannot lack.
就是它那个瓮里头啊，那个必须要有葡萄。
That is, in the wine press, you must have grapes.
我相信啊，如果我母亲就把水放在那个罐子里头。
I believe if my mother just put water into that press or into
我想那个水无论放再久。
No matter how long that water remained in there,
它也不会变成酒。
It cannot turn into wine.
但如果你把葡萄放到那个酒瓮里头，
However, if you place grapes into that urn,
当然你 follow 那个你跟着那个正确的步骤的话呢，过了一段日子，那个葡萄开始就发酵。
And if you follow the correct procedure, then after a while, the grapes will ferment.
然后那个呢，葡萄就变成了 葡萄酒。
And then the grapes will become wine.
但在这里我们看见当主在这迦拿的婚宴里头他把水变成酒。
And so here at the wedding feast of Canaan, Cana, the Lord Jesus turned water into wine.
那个水啊其实还不是很好的水。
Now, originally that water wasn't even very good water.
不像我们今天有很多那个 bottled water, 啊瓶装水。
Not like our bottled water today.
你知道犹太人的规矩啊他们放在那个石缸里头那个水啊是给人家洗脚用的。
Now, according to Jewish custom, those water pots that were placed there were for cleansing the feet.
所以我们可以更准确的说主耶稣乃是把洗脚用的水变成了葡萄美酒。
And so more accurately, we can say that the Lord Jesus used water for the feet and turned that into beautiful wine.
在这个神迹的背后，我们知道主做了一件事。
And behind that, we know the Lord did something.
主乃是把他自己的生命放到那水那里。
The Lord placed his own life into that water.
然后把那个水变成了那上好的美酒。
And the Lord turned that water into the best wine.
所以这里啊，婚宴当中呢，我们看到它的背景呢是发生了一件事情。
And so in the background of the story, something had happened.
就是说呢，本来在婚宴里头啊，大家是非常享乐的。
Now originally in this feast, everybody was rejoicing.
因为又吃又喝的。
Because they were eating and drinking.
与这个新婚的夫妇一同享受他们这个婚姻的喜乐。
And they were rejoicing together with the new couple.
可以说是人生当中最快乐最重要的一个时刻。
You can say that it is one of the most joyous occasions in a person's life.
但在这样的一个快乐的时光的时候呢，突然间产生一个窘困的情形。
So at such a joyous occasion, all of a sudden, something critical had happened.
就是婚宴中的酒啊，用完了。
The wine was used up.
有可能那个新郎新娘准备的不够。
It could have been that the bride and bridegroom had not prepared enough.
当然有可能啊，很多不速之客。没有被邀请的人跑来吃喝了。
But it is also possible that very, very many uninvited guests had come and drank
the wine. 所以我们现在年轻人结婚啊，都非常谨慎的。
So many young people today, they're very careful.
都要有那个 RSVP.
You must RSVP to their invitations.
不然的话呢，他们就怕酒也用尽了。
Otherwise, they're also afraid the wine might be used up.
那这里我们看见当酒用尽的时候呢，对当时的新郎新娘来讲，是一个非常embarrassing 是一个窘困的情形。
And so when the wine was used up, at first this thing that had happened became an embarrassment to the couple.
主借着这个事情就提醒我们，在我们人生当中，我们常常也会遇到在快乐的时候呢，突然间一个窘困的情形就发生。
And so sometimes the Lord will use this to remind us that in very joyous occasions, sometimes embarrassing things can happen.
就好像、啊、我们知道当神迹的大能的手把以色列人从埃及为奴之地拯救出来。
It reminds us that of God when he used his mighty hand to save his people out of Egypt.
他们过了红海。
They had crossed the Red Sea.
他们看见埃及法老的军兵都被那个红海的水淹没在水里头。
They saw the Egyptian army had been drowned in the water.
他们亲眼见证也经历了神大大的得胜。
And with their own eyes, they saw and testified, witnessed God's salvation.
所以他们就在红海边在那里唱歌赞美，在那里极其的喜乐。
And so they were by the Red Sea. There they were exalting and praising God.
耶和华神真是能够拯救他们。
God Jehovah truly saved them.
他把仇敌都给击败了。
And they had, because he had vanquished the enemy.
他们在那里真是欢喜唱歌赞美他们的神。
They were rejoicing, they were praising and exalting God.
就没有多久，他们就往前行。
And so not long after, they went forward.
就他们到了一个地方，叫做拉玛。
And they came to a place called Mara.
而发现那里的水不能喝。
And they found that the water there, they could not drink it.
因为是苦的。
Because it was bitter.
这就很像我们基督徒蒙恩得救的第一段经历。
It's often like our very first experience as a Christian.
当我们蒙恩得救的时候。
As we're first saved.
当我们受浸归主的时候。
And as we are baptized.
我们实在在那里何等的欢喜快乐。
We rejoice together with
God. 在那里唱得胜的乐歌。
We're singing the songs of salvation.
但是没有多久的时间。
But not long after.
我们生活当中遇见的难处
we encounter difficulties in our life.
我们心思里头就有一个想法
and so we have this thinking in our heart.
神既然爱我
God loves me.
神既然救了我
God has saved me.
那我第一站应该是到以林的那个棕榈树水泉旁边去享受那个安息
My first stop ought to be at Elam where I can enjoy the waters and palm trees and rest.
怎么会来到了拉玛
Why am I at Mara?
怎么会遇见这样的一个窘困和难处呢
Why do I encounter such trouble and difficulty?
在那里在出埃及记第十五章主告诉摩西说他在那里 借着拉玛的苦水来就来试验以色列人。
But God in Exodus 15 tells Moses that there he is testing his people.
那我们想，为什么神需要试验以色列人呢
？So why did God need to test the Israelites?
那为什么我们受尽归主以后，我们从此过着幸福快乐日子，不是很好吗
？Why is it that after we are baptized, why isn't it good enough just to enjoy?
在那里，神试验以色列人，乃是有一个更好的目的。
But God was testing his people because he had a better purpose.
因为神不仅要把祝福赐给他所爱的百姓。
Because not only does he want to give blessings to his people.
神乃是要把最好的赐给他们。
God wants to give his people the very best.
什么是最好的呢
?What is the best?
神乃是要把他自己充充足足的赐给他所爱的人。
God wants to give his very best, that is himself, fully to him.
所以为什么在我们信主以后的生活当中我们会遭遇苦难
So why is it that we encounter suffering and difficulties after we believe in the Lord?
我们发现神不仅要借着他的祝福叫我们来认识他来得着他
Because not only does God want us to come to know him and gain him through blessing.
神更是要借着试验借着苦难来叫我们来亲近他
But God wants to use trials and sufferings to come and draw close to him
叫我们来向他呼求
so that we cry out to him
然后神他就把最好的赐给我
and then God gives us the very best
他把他自己完全的来赐给我
God gives himself entirely
所以我们看见在那里神就指示摩西一棵树
so there God pointed out a tree to Moses
我们知道这棵树就是十字架
And we know that tree represents the cross
可以说是主耶稣的十字架
We can say that is the cross of the Lord Jesus
我们也可以说那是钉十字架的耶稣
We can also say it is Christ crucified
因为乃是主耶稣在十字架身体裂开他的生命释放出来
Because there our Lord Jesus his body was broken and his life was poured out for us
所以当摩西按着神的指示把这棵树丢在那个拉玛的苦水里头
And so as Moses obeyed God's command and threw that wood into the water, bitter water.
我们发现那拉玛的苦水就变甜了。
We find that the bitter water of Marah turned sweet.
可以叫神的儿女们在那里尽情的享受。
And so God's people, they could enjoy of it.
所以我们看见神乃是借着拉玛的苦水，把他的儿子启示给以色列人。
And so we see that through the bitterness of Marah, God now had revealed Christ to them.
所以在这个迦南的婚宴里头，主要把水变成酒，主。让我们看见一件什么事
So here at the feast in Cana When the Lord Jesus turned water into wine He was doing something
不仅酒会用尽
Not only is he showing us that wine can be used up
这天然的享受和满足都会有用尽的一时候
But there is a time where all natural enjoyment can be used up as well
而是当并且是当酒用尽的时候神主才能够在这里要把最好的赐给人
And it's only when wine is used up that God can give the very best to us.
弟兄姐妹，我想我们都非常熟悉一件事。
And so brothers and sisters, we're all very familiar with one thing.
我们的婚姻也常常是这个样子。
That is the same way in our marriages.
在我们刚开始享受那新婚的满足喜乐。
And at the very beginning, when you are enjoying of the joy at the beginning of your marriage.
我们刚结婚的时候，总想说这个婚姻可以从此幸福快乐。
You will think that from now and forever, you're going to enjoy of this.
就像白雪公主与白马王子。
Just like Snow White and her prince.
但过不久就发现酒用尽了。
But then very soon you find the wine is used up.
这个天然人的这个爱情啊，很快就用尽了。
Natural human love is used up so quickly.
可能因为环境。
Perhaps environment.
可能因着孩子诞生。
Perhaps the birth of children.
各式各样的事情，主总是把我们带到。酒用尽的一个光景。
Through many different environments, God will bring us to the place where wine is used up.
那感谢主，我们是属他的人。
But we thank the Lord, we are people who belong to Him.
当主在我们的婚姻当中的时候
，In our marriages,
我们就有机会，主能够把这个水变成了酒。
We have opportunities where God can turn that water into wine.
这个水是指着什么呢
？What does that water represent?
我们看见这个水乃是指着我们天然的生命。
That water represents our natural life.
因为我们知道，我们天然生命的维持必须要靠着水。
Because we know that for our natural life to continue, we need water.
但同时，我们也知道这个水啊，实在是淡而无味的。
At the same time, we know that this water is tasteless.
你没有它也不行。
You cannot go without it.
你有了它呢，也不能叫你那样的满足，那样的喜乐。
But once you have it, it cannot really give you that satisfaction and that much joy.
而且这个水呢，就像在这里我们刚刚说的，这里水实在是没有什么太大的用处。
Because as we said before, this water doesn't have much use.
因为它是洗脚用的水。
It's water to wash feet.
它只能把我们人的外面的一些行为能够好像清洗干净。
It's as if it can only cleanse some of our outward actions or behavior.
但是我们的心是如何呢？
But what about our hearts?
我们的心里面的问题，这个水没有办法来给我们解决。
This water cannot take care of the problem within our hearts.
所以我们看见有时候我们这个天然生命，这个像水一样的天然生命呢，有时候还像那拉玛的苦水一样。
So oftentimes our natural life is as bitter as the waters of Rama.
不仅我们里头常常是愁苦的。
Not only are we often bitter within.
在我们里头还有苦毒。
But we also have envy.
所以不仅我们受苦，我们也常常叫别人受苦。
Not only do we suffer, but we also cause others to suffer.
对，感谢主，就是在这样的一个窘境的里头，主耶稣在那里。
So we thank the Lord that at this time when the wine was used up, the Lord was there.
所以我们看见主要把这个水变成了那上好的美酒。
And we see that the Lord wanted to turn this water into the best wine.
我们知道主乃是把他的生命加在里面。
We know that the Lord was putting his own life within it.
而且我们看见这个水变成酒，它是一个经过一个过程。
And we also know that this water becoming wine had a process.
就像那葡萄要变成酒一样。
Just like for grapes to become wine.
我们看见葡萄乃是在那里任人践踏。
We know that the grapes must be crushed and pressed.
所以我们看见那传统做葡萄酒的方式。
And so we know that the traditional way of making wine.
我们看见那葡萄必须被丢入酒榨里头。
We know that it must be thrown into a wine press.
在那里，人的脚在那里践踏葡萄。
And there, men they crush the grapes with their feet.
葡萄因此就裂开了。
And then the grapes will break open.
葡萄的生命就释放了出来。
And its life comes out.
经过酝酿之后，成为那上好的美酒。
And after much time, it becomes the best wine.
同样，我们主来到地上，取了一个肉身。
The same way our Lord Jesus came to earth in flesh.
就像那葡萄一样。被丢入那个酒榨。
And just like that, those grapes, he was thrown into the wine press.
在酒榨里头任人践踏。
And at the wine press, he was stepped upon by others.
任凭我们这些罪人来践踏。
He was crushed by all of us sinners.
在十字架上，他的身体为我们裂开。
And upon the cross, his body was broken for us.
因着我们的罪，身体裂开，他的生命释放出来。
Because of our sins, his body was broken and his life was released.
他的生命才能够成为我们的享受，成为我们的宝足。
So that his life can be our satisfaction and our enjoyment.
所以我们看见这水变成酒的一个过程。
So we see this process of water becoming wine.
是因着主的身体破碎。
It is because our Lord's body was broken.
他的生命释放了出来。
And his life was released.
他一点一点的在我们里头来产生一个改换。
And little by little, this life within us is an exchange.
乃是用他的生命来代替我们天然的生命。
His life substitutes our natural life.
然后叫这样的一个原本淡而无味、没有用处的水，能够成为一个上好的美酒。
So this tasteless and useless water can now become wine.
能够叫我们这样的一个人，能够彰显出、流露出主自己的生命。
So that we can express His life.
那我们如何能够来？在我们婚姻生活当中来享受来经历这个水变成的酒呢
So in our marriages, how can we enjoy and experience the water becoming wine?
在这里我们从这个主行的约翰福音第二章这边我们来学习几个属灵的原则
So from the story in Cana in the book of John, we learn some principles.
第一我们看见主耶稣和他的门徒也被邀请去参加这个婚宴
First, Jesus and his disciples, they were all invited to attend this wedding banquet.
这是非常重要的一件事。
This is a very important point.
因为酒用尽了。
Because when wine is used up,
就用尽了。
It's used up.
在那里只有洗脚的水。
There, you only have water to wash the feet.
新郎和管宴席的他们不能做什么。
The head waiter and the new couple, they cannot do much.
但他们很幸运那一天主耶稣和他的门徒也被请去了。
But fortunately for them that day, the Lord Jesus and the disciples, they were invited.
所以今天如果我们还没有信主。
And so today, if you have not yet believed in the Lord.
主耶稣没有被邀请到我们的婚姻生活当中。
And if Jesus has not been invited into the midst of your marriage.
当我们在婚姻当中酒用尽的时候，我们就没有拯救。
And in your marriage, when the wine is used up, then you have no way out.
所以我们的婚姻，我们必须要邀请主耶稣来到我们的婚姻当中。
So in our marriages, we need to invite the Lord Jesus to come.
但如果主耶稣来到我们的婚姻里头，只是来做客人。
Now, if Jesus is invited to our marriage and is a guest,
你发现还是不能够有这水变酒的神迹发生。
You still cannot have the miracle of water becoming wine.
所以这里耶稣的母亲呢，就来找主耶稣说，他们没有酒了。
And so the mother of Jesus said and went to find him and say that the wine was used up.
主耶稣就回答母亲，我与你有什么相干？我的时候还没有到。
So Jesus replied, Woman, what does that have to do with us? My hour has not yet come.
在这里我们看见耶稣的母亲玛利亚学的第一个属灵功课。
And so here we see the mother of Jesus, Mary, she learned her first spiritual lesson.
她本来呢，在婚宴当中，玛利亚她是可以指，她是有那个指挥权的。
Originally, Mary had the authority to direct people.
这可能是她亲戚的结婚。
It could have been the wedding of a relative.
但在这里我们看见玛利亚学了一个功课，她就是说把这个主指挥权交给主。
But here, Mary learned a lesson that she has to give the authority over to the Lord.
我们看见乃是一个主客异位。
This is a place where the host and the guest must exchange places.
玛利亚本来是可以做主人。
Mary originally could be the hostess.
耶稣本来是一个客人。
Jesus originally came as a guest.
耶稣就不能按着他的时候来做他所要做的事。
And Jesus, according to his time, he could not do anything yet.
但在这里，玛利亚就对佣人说：“他告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。”
And so Mary said to the servants, "Whatever he says to you, do it."
所以我们看见玛利亚乃是把那主人的位置让给了主耶稣。
And so now we see that Mary has given over the authority of host over to the Lord Jesus.
所以在我们婚姻当中也是如此。
It's the same way in our marriages.
我常常去弟兄姐妹家里头，看到弟兄姐妹家里面都放着一个牌子。
Oftentimes when I go to brothers and sisters' homes, I see a plaque on the wall.
哦，那个牌子呢，上面写得很好，基督是我家之主。
And on this plaque it reads, Jesus is the head of this house.
这实在是非常好的一个牌子提醒我们。
It's a very important and good plaque that reminds us.
但是家里面有这个牌子呢，基督是我家之主，并不等于基督就是我家之主了。
But just having the plaque on the wall saying Jesus is Lord of this house doesn't mean that Jesus is the Lord or the head of the house.
就在我们生活实际里头，基督是不是真正是做主呢？
In our daily lives, is Jesus truly Lord?
所以有牌子并不等于我们有这个实际。
Having that plaque, it does not mean you have the reality.
弟兄姐妹可能就要抗议了，不公平啊。
And then perhaps you may rebel and say that's not fair.
我有这个牌子呢，乃是代表我有这个心愿，我盼望基督能够在我们家做主。
Having this plaque means that I have the desire to have Jesus as Lord.
你们有这个心愿更加好。
Yes, it's good that you have the desire.
但有这个心愿并不表示基督真的是在我们家，他是做主的。
But having the desire doesn't mean Jesus is the head and Lord of the house.
所以我们实在是必须要在主的面前来学习，让耶稣基督在我们婚姻当中，在我们家里头，他来做主。
So before the Lord, we must have this learning and practice that Jesus truly is the Lord of the house.
那如果主耶稣他要做主的话，那我们做什么呢？
And so if Jesus is Lord, what do we do?
那我们就要主客异位。
We must exchange places with the host.
对，我们不能做客人了，在家里头不能做客人。
And at home, we cannot be guests.
那我们做什么人呢？
So what type of people are we to be?
我们就必须要做佣人。
We must be servants.
让耶稣做主。我们学习做用人。
Jesus is the Lord. We are servants.
主耶稣在马可福音他曾经这么说，他说他来了乃是要服侍人，不是要受人的服侍。
Jesus in the book of Mark, he says that I have come to serve, not to be served.
我们看见主在地上他给我们的榜样，他乃是来做用人的。
We see the example that Jesus left for us. He became a servant.
他乃是来做仆人的。
He became the servant.
主也在马太福音告诉我们说，你们中间谁要为大，谁就要做众人的用人。
And in Matthew, he also tells us that the greatest among you shall be your servant.
所以我们无论我们是做丈夫的也好，做妻子的也好，在家里头我们要让耶稣做主的话，那我们就要学习做一个用人。
So whether you are the husband or the wife, if Jesus is to be Lord, you learn to be a servant.
这是我们天然人里头所没有的。
This we do not have in our natural life.
我们天然人都是做主人的。
In our natural lives, we are all the hosts.
就连刚刚出生的小 baby,
we are all the masters, just like an infant.
他一生下来就是要做主人的。
As soon as the baby is born, he is a master.
他一生下来，整个家庭的那个中心啊，就是围绕着他。
After he is born, the entire family revolves around him.
他要喝奶，父母亲也赶快把奶拿过来。
He wants to drink milk, immediately the parents bring the milk.
慢了还不行。
You cannot be slow.
他肚子饿了。
When he's hungry,
不管父母亲再怎么累。
It doesn't matter how tired the parents are.
他在那里哇哇哇在那里使唤他的父母亲。
He's going to be crying and complaining to the parents.
所以我们天然人里头，我们生下来就是在那里要做主，要做王。
In our natural life, we want to be Lord, we want to be King.
对，感谢主，今天主在我们生命当中，他把他的生命，仆人的生命。加在我们里面。
But we thank the Lord has given the life of a servant into us.
当在我们里面有这样一个水与酒的一个交换。
So from within us, we can have this exchange of water into wine.
水变成了酒。
Water becomes wine.
主的生命在我们里头越来越丰富。
His life inside of us will become more abundant.
我们才可能在家里头，在婚姻关系当中来学习做佣人。
Then at home we can learn to become that servant.
这里我特别盼望对弟兄们，我们做弟兄们的丈夫有一点点劝勉。
And so I want to have some words of exhortation for the brothers and husbands among us.
我们常常说，因为是主的话说嘛，丈夫是妻子的头。
Now, we often, as husbands, would often say, the Bible says it, the husband is the head of the wife.
我们也说这个丈夫是一家之主。
And the husband is the master, the lord of the head of the house.
但从前我们常常都领会错了。
But oftentimes in the past, we misunderstood.
我们以为啊，我们这做一家之主啊，我们是翘着腿坐在沙发上。
We thought being head of the house, we can put our feet up and sit on the couch.
或是我们觉得我们躲在报纸背后，躲在电脑后面来做一家之主。
Or we could be head of the house by hiding behind the newspaper or in front of the computer.
在这里，主不仅告诉我们，他也给我们做了一个榜样。
But here, not only does the Lord tell us, but He was our example.
丈夫要做一家之主。
For the husband to be the servant of the Lord of the house,
乃是要做用人。
To be the head of the house is to be the servant.
乃是要服侍人。
To serve.
乃是让主在家里头来做主。
To allow the Lord in the home to be the Lord.
所以在我们的婚姻关系、家庭生活当中，才能够经历这水变酒的这样的一个神迹。
So in our marriages, in our family life, now we can experience the miracle of water becoming wine.
那在这段的经文里头，我们看见如何能够有这样的一个实行。让基督做我们的婚姻，做我们家里面的主呢？
So in this passage, how can we actually practice for our Lord Jesus to be Lord of the house?
主要两点。
There are two points.
第一，乃是根据他的时候。
First, it must be according to his time.
所以在这里，主耶稣说：“我的时候还没有到。”
Here, the Lord Jesus said, "My hour has not yet come."
很多时候，我们在这点上面，我们不能够让耶稣做主。
Oftentimes on this point, we are not able to allow our Lord Jesus to be Lord.
我们就像那个刚生的 baby 一样。
We're just like that newborn infant.
我们饿了，我们就哇哇叫。
We're hungry and we cry out.
哎呀，我们就按着我的时候，不是按着主的时候。
We want it to be according to our time, not the Lord's time.
但如果我们要让基督在我们婚姻、在家里面来做主的话
，But if Jesus is Lord of our marriage and of our home,
我们就必须要是按着他的时候。
It must be according to His time.
所以有些时候啊，我们在夫妻之间关系有难处的时候
，Sometimes when there is difficulty in our marriages,
我们常常就有这样的祷告。
Oftentimes we have this prayer.
我们的祷告主说：“主啊，你改变他。
”We pray, Lord, change that person.
这个他是谁？
Who's him or her?
就是我们的妻子。
Our spouse.
她总是不照着主的话，没有顺服丈夫。
Because we always say you're not going according to God's words. You must obey.
哎呀，我们就祷告主啊，主啊，你改变他，改变他。
So we pray, Lord, change him, change him.
祷告了半天。
We pray.
好像也看不见改变。
And we don't see any change.
好像主都不理我们了。
As if the Lord is not paying attention to us.
主不是不理我们。
But the Lord is not paying attention.
是告诉我们说。我的时候还没有到。
He's telling us my time has not yet come.
那或许我们也会有这样的祷告：主啊，你管教他。
Or perhaps we may say, Lord, discipline him.
对，他实在是太不像话了，都一点都不像基督爱教会那样子爱我。
Because he is not loving me just like Christ loves the church.
当然，我们知道我们的祷告就是为了我们的丈夫祷告。
And so we are praying for our husbands.
我们祷告主说改变他。
And so we're praying, Lord, change.
快一点改变他。
Quickly change.
最好现在就改变他。
Change him now.
那主也是回答我们的。
And the Lord will respond.
主也是说我的时候还没有到。
And the Lord will respond. My hour has not yet come.
所以我们看见我们要在生活在婚姻当中来经历主的神迹。
And so in order to experience the Lord's miracles in our daily lives in our marriages,
我们必须要学习。顺服在他的时候
We must submit to his timing
顺服在神所量给我们的环境
Submit to the environment that the Lord has given to us
顺服在主所量给我们的时间
And submit to the timing that he has given to us.
我们在那里来学习安静等候。
There we learn to be quiet and wait.
在以赛亚书那里，以色列告诉我们说，我们素来等候他，因为我们必因他的救恩欢喜快乐。
In Isaiah 25, there it says, "This is our God for whom we have waited, that He might save us."
弟兄姐妹，我们看见那等候耶和华的必不至羞愧。
And we know that those who wait for the Lord will not be ashamed.
所以今天盼望我们的婚姻不单只是像那个水一样。
So we pray that our marriages would not only be just like that water.
如果我们今天婚姻的关系就像那淡而无味的水。
If in our marriages it is like that tasteless water,
我们如何能够在世人面前来见证基督与教会？
We do desire to testify in our marriages how the relationship between Christ and the church.
今天如果我们的婚姻关系就像拉玛的苦水，
If in our marriages it is like the bitter waters of Mara,
我们如何能够叫世人因着看见我们的婚姻，他们能够被吸引来到主的面前？
How can people around us be attracted to come before the Lord?
所以我们必须在主所量给我们的时候来学习安静等候主的时候。
So according to his timing, we wait for him.
第二，我们乃是要按着照着他的命令。
Secondly, we must do according to his commands.
让基督做主不仅是按着他的时候。
For Jesus to be Lord is not only according to his timing.
我们也是按着他的命令。
But it is also according to his commands.
在这里玛利亚就对佣人说，他告诉你们什么你们就做什么。
So here Mary said to the servants, whatever he says to you, do it.
弟兄姐妹，主给我们的命令常常是很简单的。
Brothers and sisters, oftentimes the commands that the Lord gives us are easy.
在这里主就叫佣人说，你们把那水缸的水倒满了。
Here the Lord Jesus tells the servants to fill up the pots with water.
然后这些佣人怎么样呢？
What do the servants do?
他们就很简单的顺从，就把那水缸的水就把它倒满，满到了缸口。
So very simply they obey and fill theAll of the pots up to the brim.
这让我们看见主给佣人的命令，主给我们的命令常常就是非常简单的事情。
The commands that the Lord Jesus gives them and gives to us oftentimes are very easy things.
神主没有要我们做很难很特别的事。
The Lord did not ask us to do anything difficult or extra special.
在这里让我们看见主乃是要我们尽我们所当尽的本分。
He wants us to simply fulfill our responsibilities.
因为把石缸的水倒满，那是用人当尽的本分。
To fill up the water pots up to the brim is the responsibility of the servants.
今天我们每一个人，无论做丈夫的、做妻子的，在家里、在婚姻生活当中，都有我们当尽的本分。
Whether you are a husband or a wife, at home you have your own responsibilities.
这些本分呢，都是我们能够做得到的。
And these responsibilities are things you are able to do.
而且是我们应该做的。
And things you ought to do.
但是很多时候主要我们做的时候，我们却没有顺服主。
However, when the Lord asks us to do it, oftentimes we do not obey.
因为有一些我们所当尽的本分不见得都是我们所喜欢的。
Because oftentimes our responsibilities are things we do not like.
但在这里主让我们看见他要用人把水缸的水倒满。
But here we see that the Lord wants the servants to fill the pots up to the brim.
所以我们在我们的生活当中，我们也应当尽我们所当尽的本分。
So in our daily lives, we alsoought to fulfill our responsibilities.
无论是我们的工作，我们的学习。
Whether it's in our work or in our studies.
无论在家里头是烧饭，是洗碗。
Whether it's to cook and to do the dishes.
无论是修房子，修车子。
Or to repair the home or the cars.
喂奶，换尿布。
Or to feed the milk or to change
diapers. 这些都是生活中很琐碎的小事。
These are all very miscellaneous things of our daily life.
但它却是我们所当尽的本分。
However, they are all our responsibilities.
所以我们无论做丈夫，做妻子的，我们都必须在我们生活当中来尽心做我们所当尽的本分。
So whether a wife or a husband, we are all to faithfully fulfill your responsibilities.
就像是为我们的主做的。
Do as unto the Lord.
接着主就对佣人说，现在可以舀出来送给管宴席的。
And then the Lord said to the servants, draw some out now and take it to the head waiter.
我们看见这里乃是一个信心的顺从。
Here we see that it is an obedience of faith.
为什么说是信心的顺从呢？
Why is it an obedience of faith?
我们知道那时候管宴席的人好像就像热锅上的蚂蚁了。
Because that head waiter at that time must have been like an ant in a frying pan.
因为婚宴啊没有酒了。
Because there's no more wine.
哎呀，他急得不得了了。
He's very anxious.
这时候呢，主耶稣却叫佣人呢，把那洗脚水拿去给管宴席的。
And here the Lord Jesus was bringing water from the pots to wash feet over to him.
这简直是开玩笑。
That's ridiculous.
但佣人一点都没有质疑。
But the servants did not say anything.
他们乃是在信心的里头，站在他们所当站的地位，顺从主的命令。
They had to obey in faith, in the position that they were given.
弟兄姐妹，你们想一想，这洗脚用的水是在什么时候变成那上好的美酒？
So for this water that is used to wash feet, at what point in time did it become wine?
我个人相信，是在这些佣人邀去给管宴席的时候，这个水变成了酒。
I believe it must have been during the time that the servant was bringing it to the head waiter.
我们知道主所行的每一件神迹都是跟人的信心配合在一起。
We know that every single miracle that Jesus performed, had to come together with man's faith.
就像那血漏的妇人一样。
Just like that hemorrhaging woman.
在那一天，那么多人拥挤耶稣。
That day, so many people were crowding Jesus.
但是主那医治的能力却只临到这个血漏的妇人。
But the healing power of Jesus only came upon that hemorrhaging woman.
那是因为她信心之一摸。
Because she touched the Lord in faith.
主耶稣就感觉到能力从他身上出去了。
And Jesus felt power leaving him.
今天主也已经复活的主也已经住在我们你我的里面。
Our resurrected Lord is also now living within you and me.
那为什么我们生活当中不是那样子能够常常来经历主所行的神迹呢？
So why is it that in our daily lives we do not often experience these miracles?
但是我们没有在信心里头来顺服主的命令。
Because we have not obeyed in faith to his commands.
所以我们看见当人在信心里面顺服主的时候
So when the servants, when they obeyed the Lord
在我们生活当中就有神迹发生
We will find that also in our lives we will experience miracles
借这些神迹就把我们带到主的面前
These miracles will bring us before the Lord
借这个神迹就让主的生命在我们里头越过越丰盛
And in these miracles our life will become more and more abundant
那今天我们如何能够听见主的命令呢
So how can we hear his commands today?
是不是我每天早上起来就在那里翻圣经翻翻翻到底哪一句话是主今天给我的命令呢
Do we just sit there and flip through the Bible and say Lord which one of your commands is for me today
你们不是的
No
乃是圣灵住在我们里面他要把一切的事来告诉我们
It is the Holy Spirit who lives within us He will teach us all things
我最近听到一个传道人的见证
I recently heard a preacher's testimony
这传道人他到中国做一次的培训
He went to as a missionary one time to China.
他住在一个弟兄姐妹家里接待。
He stayed at a couple's home who were hosting him.
然后他住在他家，有一天早晨在灵修的时候。
And so one morning as he was having his devotions,
突然间圣灵在里头就告诉他说要送礼物。
The Holy Spirit inside of him all of a sudden urged him to give a gift.
这个传道人就想啊，这个平常都是他传道人平常。没有在送礼物的
And so he thought to himself Well, ministers, oftentimes we are not the ones who give gifts
他也没有准备礼物
And he had not prepared any gift
他在那里很纳闷
And so he was very, he was befuddled
但是很清楚的圣灵在里头告诉他要送礼物
But the Holy Spirit inside him said You must give a gift
然后想一想主的话里头有没有关于送礼物的事呢
And so he thought to himself Well, where is it in God's word That talks about giving a gift And he thought of one thing
他可以为他们祝福把平安送给他们。
He thought he could give the blessings of peace to them.
所以他就问弟兄说平不平安
？So he asked the husband, "Do you have peace?"
弟兄说平安。
And brother said, "Yes, I have peace."
然后说姐妹平不平安
？And he said to the sister, "Do you have peace?"
弟兄啊，他也回答说平安。
And she also said she has peace.
然后他们家也没有别的人了。
There was no one else in their family.
然后说所以这个平安的礼物也送不出去。
And so he couldn't really give the gift of peace.
但里头圣灵的感动又是那样的清楚，说要送礼物。
But the Holy Spirit still was urging him. He must
give a gift. 传道人呢，他就去问这个弟兄的这个姐姐。
And so he asked the older sister of the husband.
他就想说，到底要送他们什么礼物呢
？He asked, "What gift do I give them?"
后来他从他姐姐口中就发现，他们夫妻两个人结婚六年没有孩子。
And so he found out through the older sister of the husband that this couple for 6 years they were barrenless, they had no children.
他就问这弟兄姐姐说，他们怎么结婚这么多年，他们是不想有孩子呢，还是怎么样
？And so he asked her, is it after 6 years that they do not want children, or what's the problem?
弟兄姐姐就告诉传道人说，因为他们生不出来。
And so she said it is because they cannot have children.
啊，所以这个传道人呢，里头就有一个想法了。
And so now this minister, he had a thought.
就有一天在车上，这个弟兄开车载这个传道人。
And so one day, this brother, he was driving the preacher.
传道人他假装不知道这件事。
And this preacher, he pretended he did not know this matter.
他问弟兄说，你们
And so he asked the brother.
他说，哎，你们结婚这几年啦？
How many years have you been married?
他说六年。
He said 6 years.
你怎么还没有孩子啊
？Why don't you have any children yet?
是不是不想要有孩子啊
？Is it because you don't want children?
弟兄说不是的，我们是想要。
And the brother said, No, we do want children.
他说那你们结婚这么久，怎么还不生个孩子呢
？And so he said, After so many years, why don't you have children then?
弟兄的表情啊，越来越严肃。
And the brother's expression on his face became more and more serious.
他说生不出来。
He says, We cannot have children.
传道人呢，打破砂锅问到底。
And so this minister, he pressed on to the very end.
说你们生不出来呢，是谁的问题呢
？He asked, because you cannot have children, whose problem is it then?
他是妻子生不出来呢，还是你生不出来
？Is it because the wife has the problem or you have the problem?
他就发现那个弟兄开着车啊，脸上板得更长。
And so then he realized that the expression on the husband's face was even more grave.
弟兄就说是我生不出来。
And the brother said, it is me, I cannot have children.
然后说你有没有去看医生去检查
And so he said, well, have you gone to see the doctor, been examined?
弟兄说他已经看了无数的医生
Says you've seen countless number of physicians.
他已经做了现在医学科技所有能够做的检查
And he's done all the examinations that, that medical science could provide.
他们都证明他不可能能够生孩子
And they all say that he cannot have children.
不是百分之零点几的问题
It's not a percentage problem of 0.1.
就是没有
It's none.
就是不可能
It's impossible.
那这时候呢，这个传道人里头，圣灵就给他一个感动。
And so now the Holy Spirit gave him another moving.
为他们祷告。
To pray for them.
这个就是圣灵感动传道人要送给他们的礼物。
And so this was inspiration from the Holy Spirit, for the preacher to give them this
gift. 传道人就带这个弟兄就一起做了祷告。
And so this preacher he prayed together with the husband.
祷告完他就离开，就回来了，就离开大陆了。
And after they finished praying, he left and he left China.
过了几个月。
After several months,
他接到这个弟兄，这个传道人接到这个弟兄从国内打来的电话。
The preacher he received the phone call from the brother from China.
利用对方弟兄在。对方就告诉这个传道人说：“你还记得那件事吗
？”And the brother asked the preacher, "Do you remember that matter?"
这传道人啊，忘得一干二净。
And the preacher completely forgot about the matter.
当时呢是圣灵感动，所以他就做了。
Because it was something that the Holy Spirit had prompted him at that time.
那祷告完他就忘记了。
And after he prayed, he forgot.
所以传道人就问那个弟兄说：“什么事啊
？”And so he asked the brother, "What's happened?"
弟兄告诉他说：“就是那件事啊。
”It's that one issue, one that one matter.、
哦、传道人突然间哦醒悟过来，他说：“哦，那件事。
”And all of a sudden, the preacher he remembered and woke up. He
says, "Oh, that
matter." He's like, "So what's happened?"
他说：“发生了。
”And the brother said, "It happened."
传道人就回答说：“不可能吧。
”And the preacher he responded, "Impossible."
对不起，传道人还是先说：“不会吧。
”He says.It can't happen.
啊，对方的弟兄就说会。
And the brother said, "Yes, it can."
传道人就说不可能吧。
And then the preacher said, "It's impossible."
对方弟兄说可能。
And then the brother said, "It can happen."
所以我们看见，就是当圣灵感动这个传道人，他顺从的时候。
And so when the preacher he obeyed the moving of the Holy Spirit.
主就在这个弟兄姐妹的婚姻当中行了一个神迹。
God in the marriage of that couple.Performed a miracle.
叫那不可能有的有了。
He caused impossible to be possible.
叫那不可能有生命的，他们得了一个新的生命。
For that, those who could not have life, they gained a new life.
因为我们的主他是那始无变有的神。
Because our God is a God of impossibilities.
他的生命是那无穷尽的满足的生命。
He has a life that is very abundant.
所以当我们传道人弟兄顺服圣灵的带领。
So when this preacher brother, when he submitted and obeyed the leading of the Spirit.
他在信心里头顺从主的命令。
And he obeyed God's command.
主就把他的生命放在那对弟兄姐妹的婚姻当中。
God placed his life into that marriage.
就使那不可能的成为可能。
And caused the impossible to be possible.
就使那没有的变成有。
And he caused something to come out of nothing.
当时传道人他还是不太相信。
And at first the preacher he still could not believe it.
他应该是要相信是有神迹的。
He should have believed that miracles do happen.
所以当这对夫妻他们特别到香港去生这个孩子的时候。
And so when this couple when they went to Hong Kong just to have the child.
传道人也特别赶到香港去。
This preacher he himself also rushed to Hong Kong.
他特别嘱咐这个弟兄要把他从前。做所有的检查报告都要带着。
He wanted the husband, the couple, to bring all the medical examination reports.
我们看见事实证明，主乃是那位始无变有。
because reality did testify that God caused something to be come out of nothing.
然后我们借着信心顺从了主的命令。
In faith, when you obey,
在主的时候，他就把他自己的生命放在我们婚姻里头。
In His time, God will place His life into our marriages.
他可以叫那没有指望的成为有一个荣耀的盼望。
He can change a hopeless situation into a glorious, into glory.
弟兄姐妹，我们实在是需要今天主在我们婚姻当中也来行这样的神迹。
And so today, we also need God to perform such a miracle in our marriages.
在我们婚姻当中显出他的荣耀来。
And in our marriages, to show and manifest His glory.
不仅把我们带到他的面前。
Not only to bring us before Him.
不仅我们能够得着他的生命。
So that not only do we gain His life.
并且得了更丰盛。
But gain it more abundantly.
借着我们这样一个婚姻的见证。
So through this testimony in our marriage.
能够叫周围的人也能够看见神的荣耀。
It can cause all those around us to also see God's glory.
他们也都能够被带到主自己的面前。
So everyone can be brought before God.
叫他们也因着信耶稣。
So that they, through faith in Christ,
叫他们也得着生命,
that they can also gain life,
并且得得更丰盛,
and gain it more abundantly.
弟兄姐妹, 我们是否愿意在这新的一年当中, 我们能够这样子来经历主在我们婚姻当中所要做的?
Brothers and sisters, are we also willing to experience all that God wants to do in our marriages this year?
就像这里管宴席的所说的,
Just like the head waiter says at the end,
你倒把好酒留到如今,
You have kept the good wine until now.
主何等愿意把这上好的酒赐在我们的婚姻生活当中。
The Lord is willing to give the good wine into our lives.
弟兄姐妹，我们必须要让耶稣在我们婚姻关系上来做主。
We must allow the Lord to be Lord in our marriages.
让我们一起低头，有点祷告。
Shall we bow and pray?
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank and praise you.
主，因为你是基督，你是神的儿子。
Because you are Christ, the Son of God.
主，你说你来了，是要叫人得生命，并且得得更丰盛。
And you have come so that we may gain life and life more abundantly.
哦，主，我们在你面前实在是要认罪悔改。
And so we come before you, confess and repent.
主，多少时候因着我们不信的悖逆。
So often because of our disbelief and rebellion.
主啊，以至于在我们婚姻生活中不能彰显你的荣耀。
In our marriages, we do not show forth your glory.
主，从你的宝血来洁净。
Do cleanse us with your precious blood.
主，但是我们更仰望你。
And so we look more towards you.
主，今天借着你的话语在提醒我们。
Through your words, you remind us.
主啊，你要在我们婚姻关系中，你要来做主。
In our marriage relationships, you want to be Lord.
主，求你赐给我们有一个简单的信心。
Give us a simple faith.
给我们有一个顺服的心。
Give us an obedient heart.
主啊，让我们能够在我们的生活中，让你来居首位。
So that in our daily lives, you may reign supreme.
主，让我们能够按着你所说的，我们就能够去做。
And we will do according to which you command.
主，好叫你能够在我们婚姻生活当中，你能够显出你的神迹。
So that in our marriages, you may also perform your miracles.
主，叫我们在地上的婚姻，真是能够见证那基督与教会。
So in our earthly marriages, may we also testify of Christ and the church.
主，我们实在是把我们每一个人在仰望在你恩典的里面。
We place every person into your grace.
主，愿你来做我们所不能做的。
May you do that which we cannot do.
愿你在我们生活中显出你的荣耀。
And may you manifest your glory in our lives.
要颂赞荣耀都归给你。
We give you all glory and praise.
祷告奉靠主耶稣基督的。
In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen.